Justin McKinney is here. Where do you live?
I live in Newmarket, New Hampshire now.
Okay, so the kids are out back. Well, everyone's back at school now. Right?
Yeah, my kids didn't start until after Labor Day, though.
And how many do you have?
Kids? That would be two.
Okay.
Right.
Did
how old
you have
they?
To think about that
yeah,
for a
right.
second?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to put you on the
how
spot.
How many did you have? I didn't know. How many days of summer did you have? I don't know what you. I didn't know where you were going.
How many children? But, two children.
Two children, 8 and 10.
Are they in the same school?
They are.
That's nice.
That'll change next year.
Yeah.
And that'll be a pain in the butt because one will have to go an hour earlier, so this is kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
One more year of this, yeah, elementary. Yeah. Then they're into, one of them goes into middle school.
So many parents like to say, like on Facebook, like, I've had the best summer with my kids. I'm going to miss them.
Parents in my neighborhood, a lot of like, oh, we can't wait to get them on that bus. You know, they take like the first day of school picture, right? You see them all over Facebook, right? First day of school, and they're all excited because the kids are going back into school.
Right.
I would think the parents who aren't excited are parents who homeschool.
Oh, yeah, right.
Wouldn't that be the worst? Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Right.
You don't see any of those photos. You know what I mean? First day of school, homeschool on Facebook.
That's true.
I mean, if I was homeschooling, and we've got someone in my neighborhood that homeschools, I would be the worst. Like, homeschool. I would be like, teach a workshop every week.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Daddy's going to go to Home Depot. You know, my youngest doesn't want to go to school. I mean, I just had to take him in because he's like, oh, I got a sore throat. And then as I'm telling him it's not, you know, I'm looking down his throat. I go, your throat looks fine. And then he starts adding illnesses to it. Like, my stomach doesn't feel good. I took his temperature. Thank God for the thermometer.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because the
one.
Temperature doesn't lie.
Right.
I'm like,
that's
you don't
true.
Have a temp. If you're not throwing up,
right.
You don't have a temp. You're going to school. And then on the way, he literally like, and I think I pulled a muscle when I was grabbing this. And
smart kid.
And he goes, and my eyes hurt. Like, as I'm driving him.
My eyes hurt?
He's going, my eyes hurt.
That's a new one.
Death door.
He's right. Like, poor, bad parent I am bringing him to school.
Right.
So I put the oldest on the bus. And then him, because he was going to come with me and hang with me all day. And I'm like, so I literally went in and brought him into the nurse's office, is what I did. And there's like four other people, parents all backed up with the same thing, trying to get the okay, the nurse. Why don't you stay in school? Trying to talk them into staying in school. I go, what if I pick you up early? So it's just nuts.
Yeah. We're talking to comedian Justin McKinney, who's at Aura on October 6th. Tickets at auramaine.com. Do your kids like school, though?
I think my youngest, I don't think, does.
Yeah.
I think my oldest does more.
Which one was the one who had the bubonic plague?
The youngest one. Yeah. Right. He's the one that he has just been, everything's a negotiation. You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to get him to read 20 minutes a night. You know what I mean? So we did this whole thing where they can't have the iPads Monday through Thursday, electronic devices.
Yep.
And he's like, and so on Tuesday, I'm like, buddy, you got to read tonight. It's like a Tuesday night. He's like, what if we make a deal? I'm like, can you imagine
future
making
lawyer.
A deal? Yeah. If I asked, there was no deal when I was a kid.
No.
The deal was I did what they said. I got to live in the house.
Right.
That was the deal.
Yeah.
And he's like negotiating this deal. And I remember like when he was like 6 years old, I remember him being like, how about every time I go potty, I get a quarter? Like,
what?
He wants.
I want that deal.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Eva would be rich.
Yeah. He wants allowance for going to the bathroom.
Wow.
You know? It's so weird. It's so different now. Like, even in the nurse's office, I get a call when my fourth grader is in the nurse's office, and I'm like, is everything all right? And she's like, yeah. She's like, he spilt some milk on his pants. And I'm like, is he bleeding?
From the nurse's office?
He went to the nurse because he spilt milk on his pants.
Oh my God.
Last year. Yeah, so I'm like, is he hurt? They're like, no, he wants to know if you'll bring him another pair of pants.
Oh, that's
those lawnmower parents.
This is lawnmower parent.
Have you heard imagine?
Of, yeah.
If I called my dad and asked him to bring me another pair of pants to school because I spilt milk, he would show up without his pants. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, I couldn't find my pants.
Right.
Mine either, big guy. Don't have a call unless it's an emergency.
Yeah. By the way, that's something you can't do these days either.
No.
Is show up to school without your pants on. It's just not like the good old days.
Oh my God. So you have a new show, Parentally Challenged.
Parentally Challenged is my new special. It's streaming on, it just came out on Amazon Prime Video. So it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh my,
and
I did
it's
about
a DVD
three or four
CD
minutes.
Combo is on my website. Justin McKinney. Justin with an O. JUSTON.
Right.
Absolute yeah. How was nightmare. That growing up with that name?
It's a nightmare. Now, have I not talked about this with you guys before?
No,
you don't know the story.
Just on?
Why it's just on? Yeah.
No.
You don't know this story?
No.
It's so sad.
Okay.
It's a sad story.
There's a story behind
it. It has just been a nightmare. All right, first of all, on Amazon Prime, if you search Justin with an I, which most people do because they all think it's spelled with an I, you don't find it. So everyone's messaging me going, I can't find it. Isn't didn't Amazon become a $1 trillion company?
Yeah,
like, they don't have some kind of a search thing when someone puts in Justin or comedy. You literally have to spell my name right. The true story is, and I talked about it on my half-hour Comedy Central special, I did this joke where I literally, the real reason my dad did it was because he's like, because you were born just on time, get it? He was trying to be funny.
Oh, my God.
And I'm literally like, first of all, it could have been just in time. I'm like, you got the joke wrong. It's the same dumb joke, and you got it wrong, and that's what like led to this. So it's a night with social media and Instagram and Facebook. No one can find me, so it's been a curse. And I'm telling you.
Can you sue your dad?
I wish I could. It's still costing me to this day. Who would know? As old as I am.
It's too late to change your name, too, because then...
It's too late. Yeah. It's just really tough. And I told my boy Jack with an O that it's going to be tough at times, but you know what? It builds character.
Justin McKinney, that's Justin with an O, is at Aura, auramain.com on October 6th. It's a Saturday night. We have a pair of tickets to give away. Justin McKinney.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.